Political Watch with Graham Richardson.
Good afternoon, Richo.
Well, I'm all shook up.
Yeah, we played that because, I don't know whether you know this, but it was 1977 on this very day, the 16th of August, that Elvis Presley died.
Is that right?
Yeah, all those years ago. And as they said, it was like you knew where you were when the planes went into the Twin Towers, when JFK died, and I suppose it was exactly the same for Elvis Presley in 1977. Time goes quick, doesn't it?
It does indeed, but I haven't got a clue where I was when Elvis died.
Haven't you?
Not a remote idea.
Richo, you wrote an article this week about Gladys Berejiklian and her basically, I don't know, has she made a blue with this abortion debate? With this abortion bill?
Huge blue. For a start, there was no reason to have it.
Yeah.
Just anybody agitating for change to the laws, I didn't. It was all quiet on the abortion front, and then all of a sudden, she's blown it up for reasons I don't think any of her own team understand, let alone anyone else. So I think it was a surprising misstep for someone who has governed without a mistake for a long time. I mean, she's done a really good job, and I say that as a Labor person. And then all of a sudden, she comes up with this. It's out of character. So it surprises me.
I heard a commentator during the week make a comment that this will cost her going to the next election as the Premier.
Oh, I don't think so.
Right.
Abortion's an issue where people have made their mind up years ago. So I doubt that, but it certainly doesn't help her. And these are sort of avoidable distractions that good leaders make sure they don't have to endure.
As you say in your column, Jodie McKay, the new Labor leader, she must be delighted.
Well, she'd have to be. I mean, you don't get gifts like this very often. And to see that is Berejiklian's troops in almost open revolt over it must do her, Jodie McKay's heart, so much skip a beat. She'd be pretty happy, I imagine.
As you say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, just leave it alone, especially an issue as touchy as this one. The least you speak about this kind of issue, the better your life is. And so I think this is just a crazy moment from her, and it will cost her.
I think she's back in the country on Sunday, so next week will be an interesting week to see what happens.
Mm.
Scott Morrison says he's accountable only to Australian people after he held his ground against the Pacific leaders who had joined forces to dial up the region's efforts to phase out coal. I mean, this is what we've talked about this week. He's basically come out last night and said that his main priority is Australia and Australians. And, of course, that's what it's got to be. But to have, you know, the Prime Minister of, is it Tuvalu, come out and say that, you know, we shouldn't export coal and we shouldn't have any more coal mines and all these sort of things. I mean, it was just ridiculous in the first instance for them to say.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he represents 2 million of a dog anyway. I mean,
he does, doesn't he?
I'm not sure if the dog's still there. I think this is outrage to be telling us what to do like that. I mean, I just think it's almost laughable. I know the Pacific Islands have got a problem, but does anyone seriously think if we stopped burning coal tomorrow that their problem would ease? It would in no way be affected. So, because Australia's effect on world levels is so minimal. This is just stupid, this stuff. You know, they bite the hand that feeds them too often.
We often talk about, you know, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. I mean, there was an article today, I think it was a survey or a paper that was released, saying exactly how much money the government spend on renewables. And it's billions and billions and billions of dollars that the government spend on these renewables. And basically, they're saying that electricity prices have gone up and up and up and up, you know, three times, four times more than inflation. It's going to continue to go that way. I mean, the cost of electricity is just going to continue to go up with the amount of money that the government is giving to renewables. When are they going to sit down and realise that they've got it wrong, Graham?
Well, who knows? But, I mean, we've been feeding the renewables industry, which is simply in its infancy, and it'll grow and it'll do much more, carry much more of the load. But at the moment, it carries 3/10 to 5/8 above all, and it's very expensive to even do that. I suppose, however, if you're going to make that industry the one of the future, then you have to spend a bit of money on it now.
It says here that Australia spends $5 billion a year propping up renewable energy, which undermines private investment in coal and substantially pushes up household electricity bills. This is a new research paper that came out today. In fact, every major intervention made by the federal government into the energy market has triggered electricity price hikes, with costs now 221% higher than they were in 1997. And it's just ridiculous that the average Australian, gets butterflies in the stomach when they know it's time for the electricity bill to come and they are walking to the mailbox.
Well, I know, I agree with that. And that's why I think, because private industry won't build another coal-fired power station, there needs to be one on the East Coast, a new big one with better technology. And the only entity I can see ever being able to provide that is a government. But that would require a federal government with real courage to put its money where its mouth is. And, you know, you can't just say, we're relying on your renewables and it's not working, without saying we're relying on renewables and it's not working and we'll have to do something else. And I think it's for something else that matters.
Yeah. Goodness me, we're heading down the tunnel. We can't see the light at the end of it at the moment with that situation. Look, Julie Bishop...
Well, we can't afford to turn the light on.
Yeah, that's very true. We can't afford to turn the light on. And the wind isn't blowing and the sun's not shining at the moment, so the renewables aren't going to power the damn light either, Richard.
No, that's right. I mean, you are reliant upon the wind, and there are days when it doesn't blow, you've got a problem. And we've seen that in South Australia in recent times as well.
And I know we talk about it here every now and then. To actually build these wind turbines, you need coal, because coal goes into the ingredients of making cement and all those sort of things.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, the proponents of wind farms will never acknowledge that.
Yeah, that's very true. Earlier this week, I think it was Tuesday night, on 7, Denton did an interview with Julie Bishop, and the former Liberal Party leader claims the election of at least 50% of women to the federal parliament is the only way to change the toxic misogyny she witnessed during her parliamentary career. She got stuck into, so many people. I mean, gee whiz. Didn't do her any good, did it?
No, it didn't. But, I mean, she looks like somebody who's taken a bat and ball and gone home.
Yeah.
And like most people who do that, you say good riddance. I've been a fan of Julie Bishop, so I thought she was a terrific foreign minister. But she thought she was more than that, and her colleagues didn't. It is that simple, you know. If the Liberal Party thought she was worthy of a leadership position, she'd have got one. But each time she tried to sound out the numbers, they didn't think she had whatever it takes to do it. Now, if you're in a caucus system, you can't whinge, you know. You either have the numbers or you don't. And if you don't, it's because your colleagues prefer someone else. If that's the case, well, you can't do much about that. You line up and support the leader because that's your job. Now, she didn't do too badly. She was deputy leader of everybody for God knows how long. Well, I don't think she's really got much to whinge about.
Well, you know, we've talked about this on this program several times in reference to the only real person that's left with dignity, a position of leadership, is Julia Gillard. I mean, she really has gone from the prime ministership under difficult circumstances, and she was able to keep her mouth quiet and keep her dignity. She's been the only one, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she's much more popular now than she was then.
Yeah, true.
And that's because she's kept her mouth shut most of the time. You know, all the people just aren't interested in ex-leaders coming out and whinging. I mean, you know, it's still pretty difficult to find in my heart to say I feel sorry for Julie Bishop. God, she's had a good run.
And continues to. Richo, just before I let you go, the word recession has been talked about this week. We've had more than $56 billion stripped from the value of the Australia's biggest companies. That happened yesterday. There was another problem with the stock market where we lost, I think it was $86 billion the week before. There's been lots of talk of recession. We look to the United States. What's your thoughts on it?
I think there's got to be a chance of one. I think less than 50-50 chance.
Right.
But you know, I'm not a hopeless one. I'd say that it's got to be 60-40 or of that ilk.
Right.
You know, things are grim. And in America, where Trump owned the great jump in the stock market, I think he's going to have to own a pretty big fall. And that's not going to help anyone. But I don't see it at this stage as becoming a recession. My advice is don't panic. I think we stay calm and we just see what happens over the next few months.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good point to leave it on. Thank you, Richard. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend as well, you and your listeners.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Graham Richardson and our weekly chat with him. We look forward to having another discussion with him next Friday afternoon.